listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning, everybody. You're on the couch, as my friendly announcer says, with Dr. Michelle. Isn't that great?
It's great.
It sounds like something from the 60s radio.
But I will tell you, I think it's... I can't hear anything in this. I feel it's a little misleading.
Ooh,
because there's no couch for me to get on.
Well, we'll pretend.
I feel cheated.
You have a great chair, though, there, Gina.
It's very comfortable. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can you hear you okay?
It sounds weird.
Let me plug in. Hold on a second. Let's see if I can plug in.
But maybe it's just me because I'm used to being on the other side.
Yeah.
On the
other side. Right.
The
other side of the microphone.
Yes.
Good morning, everybody. It's your friendly psychologist, Dr. Michelle.
And your armchair psychologist, Gina Hendricks.
Hey, Gina. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. We're going to have a fun show today because I always love it when you come on my show because it's so cool. We always talk about relationships and...
Oh, yeah. It's my life.
Yeah, baby.
And finding... helping people find other, you know, special relationships and how we can do that and how... You know, how does that work?
Now, do you... Well, because you're a married lady and you have
yes.
a son, so do
mm-hmm.
you... You probably, because of your, you know... other life.
Yes.
You probably don't do what I do, which is I spend literally 24 hours a day, no matter mm-hmm. who I come in contact with, talking about dating and relationships. But you don't,
right.
probably.
Well, I do in my practice,
right.
in my therapeutic practice.
But then you have a separate... You're
right.
lucky. I'm going to get to that point. And I don't mind talking day and night about
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
I do it whether I even, like... You know, I'm not, it's not like everyone's soliciting
right.
me for that conversation. I find myself soliciting them for the conversation
right.
because, you know, because
exactly.
I don't go home to a family.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? I go home to still being in the trenches of the single life. That's
yes.
what I call it.
You know
what I mean?
You know, so. I always say, you're making a business from it, baby. So,
yes.
and you know,
I love it.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
And you know this.
Okay.
You know this, right? You could get any guy you want, girl.
That's so nice. Thank you. But you know,
you're like gorgeous.
That's so nice. Thank
no,
you.
It's true.
You know what? I can pull it together when I need to.
You pull it together, baby. I came in
thank
here
you.
This morning and you said, "God, I look like a slob." It's like, excuse me? You look like a slob.
This is what I put on to walk the dogs this morning. But I did put makeup on just for you, Dr.
Thank
Michelle.
You.
But
thank
you know what? I am meeting tons of men certainly these days with
yeah.
my business.
Right.
But you know, I cannot, and this is what I say over and over, and men just do not believe me. I cannot do right now. I cannot
yeah.
manage both. I couldn't do still building a new business.
Right, right, right.
And building a new relationship.
And in case y'all wonder, Gina has selective and single.
Yes.
And,
I
you know,
am a
yep.
matchmaker, and
right.
Or I call myself a relationship headhunter because I like that term a little better.
I like that.
And here in Los Angeles, and I am a love expert, relationship expert, and
yep.
I help people find love, and I have a show here as well.
Yes, and it's called Love Life Makeovers. And mm-hmm. and you can get your love life made over by Gina.
Every Wednesday
that's
at 11
right.
a.m.
11 a.m. right here on LA Talk Radio. And so we've had so much fun talking about getting people together and how you do this and some of the techniques you use. And I want to get down and dirty today and talk about some really difficult cases as
okay.
well. But I want to promote, I know you have a thing coming up, which is really awesome.
Yeah,
I was
I have
reading about
several
this.
Things, but yeah, absolutely.
Fine. Let's
do
talk
it.
About some of your things. First of all, you have a quickie date thing. I call it speed dating. Is that
yes.
wrong?
No,
that...
it is called speed dating,
no.
but
okay.
I just, again, like with my term
yes.
relationship headhunter.
Yes.
I just try to come up with new and
yeah.
different ways
sure,
to term the old phrases. So matchmaking, I now call relationship headhunting. And for speed dating, my speed dating events that I'm doing, I call them quickie dates. Or a quickie,
sounds
if you will.
Sounds dirty.
It sounds dirty, exactly.
But I
it's
like
catchy.
It.
It's catchy. And it gets people's attention, you know?
It does. It really does. It's a great idea.
My first one that I had last month was called Martini and a Quickie. And the reason for that is because where I had it at Ramsey's at the Toluca Lake Tennis Club, they said, you know, I know them very well. And they said, Jeannie, you can have your event here, but, you know, our bar, restaurant, we want to make some money. And I said, well, let me put a alcohol spin on it and
there
maybe push the drinks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So I called it Martini and a Quickie. And
I like that.
And this one I'm having coming up. And that's what you were mentioning.
Yep.
I have it next Wednesday, April 1st. So it's coming up very soon.
Yes.
And I want to do all my different speed dating events kind of theme them in a way so that you know that when you come to the event, you're at least going to have something in common with someone.
Right, right, exactly.
My first one, which was the Martini and Quickie, that was just more for...
Martini drinkers. No.
Well, you could say that. Alcoholics? No. No. But I made it more specific, like successful singles in a specific age range.
Yeah.
This one, however, I'm making it a wine lover's speed dating.
Oh, very nice.
So anyone that likes and enjoys wine, what I'm doing is I'm doing a wine tasting for the first hour from 7 to 8.
Cool.
And then from 8 to 10, the speed dating, or I call them quickie dates, begin.
Oh, cool. And so this is going to be at Ramsey's at the club in Toluca Lake. That's right near Warner Brothers, folks.
Yes, because it was such a beautiful location last time. They actually made it really special for me. They let me go in and we kind of set it up in a very, very specific, sexy, romantic way so that it didn't feel like sterile, boring. Because I don't like sterile or boring.
Yeah.
Sterile, boring, awkward speed dating.
Yeah.
And so most of the people that came to my event last time only came because I campaigned and reached out to specific people, which is kind of, I don't say this a lot, but it's what I do for all my events.
Sure, sure.
So when I know who's coming, I then go and I purposely get people that I know they're going to like to that event.
Oh, okay.
I kind of campaign. I make it very strategic so that it's successful.
Yeah.
And it was super sexy. Everybody that came were not normal speed date people. And so same with all of my events.
Right.
They're trusting me.
Okay.
They came and half of them are now all dating each other.
Wow.
From my
great.
Last event, can I just
tell
you?
Good.
Super successful. So it's awesome. So this one, I wanted to extend a special offer just to your listeners.
Cool.
And followers. And basically, if you go onto my website, which is selectiveandsingle.com, and you go to the events, click the events button, and you sign up, basically what'll happen is if you get somebody to sign up, if you bring a friend, so if you get a friend to sign up and pay, I will let you in for free.
Oh, that's great.
So basically a two-for-one, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
And then so you can just pay for one person.
Neat.
But then follow up, shoot me an email and say, you know, Gina, because you can email me through my site as well. Gina, I heard you on Dr. Michelle. We've signed up. My friend and I just want to let you know. And then I'll put you down the list and I'll know. And you only have to pay for one person, but you get to bring an extra.
That is a great idea.
And that is only till Monday is the deadline for that offer.
Right, because it's happening April 1st. So that's Wednesday, next Wednesday.
And it's filling up. I mean, I liked, because, you know, I can't have that many people there because we'd be there all night.
Right.
So, but it's going to be super sexy. I already have a ton of great people coming.
Super.
Need a few more fillers, like great people to add to the mix. But I have a lot of great sexy singles already coming. I'm super excited. So Monday is the deadline for that offer that I'm giving you guys special.
Okay, everybody. And the event, again, Wednesday, April 1st, this next Wednesday? 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. You check in at 7 p.m. It's a quickie date for wine lovers only. Again, at Ramsey's at the club in Toluca Lake near Warner Brothers. So check it out, everybody. And we'll talk about that through the thing. But I want to know, I want to know about quickie dates or speed dating and stuff like that. Okay.
Okay.
Tell me, a lot of my listeners don't know about the process of speed dating. I mean, we've seen it all in film. Some of us have done it.
Yes.
But it's like, just for the listeners, kind of what's that about?
Right. Well, that was the thing, like why I made sure to get a lot of people there the last time that had never done it.
Right.
Because everybody, including myself, for a long time, until very recently, I always had this notion about speed dating that it was like lame and cheesy and just awkward and it was weird. You know what I mean?
Right,
and I thought, ew, speed dating, yuck.
And way they've made it out in the media and in movies is like people are going, hi, how are you? The bell rings and then you move it to the next table and you say, my name is...
Like your worst case scenario that you'd ever imagine, right?
Yeah,
no. So what happened was about 2 months ago, I went to my friend's speed dating event because, okay. you know, I wanted to support what she was doing, and right. I'd never been, and I thought, hey, I'll go check it out.
Right.
Well, I went, and I was like, oh my God, this is so great, because basically what I realized is, you know, unlike a singles mixer
yes.
or a party or
right,
even
right,
a bar
exactly. uh-huh.
where you go and you see people, but you don't always talk to each other.
Exactly.
You know how that goes.
Right,
you know what I mean?
You're
like,
uncomfortable,
well,
or you
cute,
see somebody.
But he didn't
yeah.
talk to me or
exactly.
I didn't talk to him.
Right.
And or you feel on the spot if somebody does talk to you that you don't like.
Right.
Normal singles mixers.
Right, right. Exactly.
This, the beauty of this is that you actually get to talk to everybody there.
Right.
But you are not stuck with them.
Right.
You are not obligated to them.
Right.
And ultimately, you don't exchange any information. It's all done through me after the event. You
oh,
just
I
turn
see.
In these little cards
I'm
that
kind of
says,
interested in so-and-so.
Exactly.
And, rah, rah, rah,
and if
whatever.
It was mutual interest,
right.
then I just sort of follow up with everybody after the event,
right.
usually a day or two, sometimes 3 days, depending
right,
on how busy
right.
I am.
Right.
And I say, hey, so-and-so liked you.
Mm-hmm.
This person liked you. This person liked you.
Uh-huh.
Who do you have interest? And then I just exchange the information.
Oh, that's great.
So you don't have to feel weird.
Exactly.
At all, or awkward.
Exactly.
So it's all good.
See, the way they've made it out in the media is that mm-hmm. you're, you know, connecting with someone for so, how many minutes do you get to have
well,
a meet and greet with
it
someone?
Depends actually on how many people you have.
Right, right.
You know, so like if you have, let's see, let's say I have, let's keep the math easy here. Let's say I have 12 women and 12 men.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now the women stay seated the whole time.
Right.
It's the men that move around.
Okay.
The
oh,
room.
I get it. So
they
everybody,
move from table
to understand, you know, it's like you're in a restaurant or you're in a
mm-hmm.
big place or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and there's 12 different tables.
Yes.
They're kind of private, privately separated.
Somewhat private, but
okay.
you're all in the room, but it's
right,
all
right, right.
the way I do it.
Right.
It's just all, they're kind of slanted and just kind
right.
of cozy, and it's very cool.
I gotcha.
They have a fireplace.
So,
it's just so awesome.
So it's like
right?
musical chairs with the guys. Then the guys
it
will all
is.
Sit down, the 12 guys will sit down. And
yes.
then what
so,
happens? Do you go next? Switch
well,
or a bell?
I don't
yeah.
do, well, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't do the buzzer and I
yeah,
don't
yeah,
do the
yeah.
bell. It's me and it's my assistant, and
yes.
I'll take half the room and she takes half the room.
Yeah,
and when it's time, I just go and say, I just go around and like being myself. I'm like,
yeah.
okay, time to move it along. Time to move it along. You
uh-huh,
know, and I'm
uh-huh,
just
great,
like, keep
great,
it all
great.
Like a party atmosphere.
Right,
and,
right.
No, you know, so it's not like rang and the bell
yeah.
and bong and all this nonsense. And a lot of times we found that people were like,
yeah.
what? I'm in the middle of a story. I've got it. I'm like, keep it moving.
Keep
mister.
It moving.
Keep it
you
moving.
Can tell the story later. And
exactly.
this guy's probably going, I'm so glad I'm moving.
Right.
Because
yeah. yeah.
Stories.
You know,
do you,
so it was great.
Do you find
it,
that a lot of, people have problems, like somebody, a lot of times somebody will say, I really like her, I really like her, I really like him, and it doesn't go the other way many times.
You know what? Fortunately, at this first event that I
yeah.
had, I had a matchmaking dinner in November. There was a lot of pressure on me for that. That was a lot of work.
Yeah.
And people were asking for another one, but I feel
yeah,
like
yeah.
once I discovered the speed dating thing, this was to me so much better
right.
on a number of levels. So,
right.
I found that this one, I mean, I have to say, the majority of people, man, and I think it's because I really made a point of when I knew who was coming, who
yes.
had paid and signed up,
yeah, yeah.
to go out, and I was like, I know they'll like him and him, and da, da, da. So
well,
I really
cool.
kind of made sure to get an
right.
appropriate mix there that I
exactly.
knew people would like.
Exactly.
And no, I mean, there were maybe one or two, three people, maybe three people out of 30 people
uh-huh, uh-huh.
that did not
yeah.
have a match.
Okay.
And that was it.
That's pretty good odds.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know,
my God,
single,
yes.
Yeah, I'd be taking
so
my chance.
A lot
yeah.
of them are yeah. dating each other. It's really
that's
awesome.
Cool. That's
I'm
really
like so
cool.
excited.
That is
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
So how do you figure out how somebody is dateable? You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? I mean, how do you figure out that they're not going to be like, you know, the really dorky, embarrassing guy or obnoxious or whatever, and the woman that's coming off like she's really, ooh, this is not good. How do you kind of define people who would be good for this kind of thing?
Well, you know, I mean, here's the thing.
I know, these are really on-the-spot questions.
Oh,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No,
I love
no.
this stuff. I
can
this stuff.
Hell, I can answer this
okay,
stuff
cool,
easily.
Cool.
In my sleep.
Cool.
It's just a matter of where do I begin? No,
yeah.
I mean, you know what? There's certain people that always come to my events, like a handful, and some of them are kind of, I go, oh, no, not him again.
I see.
Darn it.
Sure,
like, only
sure.
a couple of those
sure,
guys.
Sure.
But they're sweet, and what am I going to say? You can't come to my event? No.
Right.
But what I do is I make sure then I go and I reach out to every super great guy that I know all the ladies love, that I know all the ladies across the board love, and I get their ass there.
Yeah.
And then I do the same with the ladies. There'll probably be a couple ladies that'll sign up where I go, ooh, she might be a tough case. And then I go out and I get all my super hot lady friends, and I say, you're getting your ass there because I've got all these super great guys, or vice versa.
Right, right.
So there's a few that will always come.
Right, right.
That those were like the three that didn't meet anyone, you know, at the last one. That are like, you know, nobody seems to really like them. But you know what? There'll be a day where somebody will come to my event or another event, and they will find that match. And
right.
But you know what? I just sort of listen. It's LA. If you get good-looking women and good-looking men,
right.
That's it. That's all you need. I mean, there's always going to be the good-looking and obnoxious woman, the good-looking obnoxious guy that somebody's not going to like.
Right, right.
But for the most part, if they're good-looking, they're going to like them.
That's
LA,
they're going to
like
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my whole thing is like when clients come in to see me and stuff, and I'm trying to, you know, help them with their self-esteem issues. I see a lot of single people, a lot of young adults.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really try to work on is their own self-esteem and kind of give them suggestions as to maybe how they might, and this is not my role, maybe refer them to someone like you who is a stylist.
Right.
Who can help.
Background was a wardrobe, celebrity stylist, wardrobe stylist. Yes,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Help maybe a guy who's kind of awkward or a little nerdy or a little feeling really uncomfortable with the way he looks.
Uh-huh.
And suggest that he go see someone like you.
Sure.
Who can kind of help him get groomed, get his hair together.
It does go hand in hand with your confidence and your self-esteem. When you know you look great.
Right.
And you, especially if you've maybe just gotten the help of somebody recently who said, oh my God, you're going to look so sexy. This is going to be awesome. It really does it kickstarts your whole self-esteem and confidence into motion, you know?
It really does.
I actually had a girl, she comes to a lot of my events, and she's a great girl. She's not one of the ones I go, oh, no. She's great.
Yeah.
But she did need a little help with her style.
Yes.
When she came to my event, the recent one, the Martini and a Quickie, she actually, when I looked at her card afterwards, the date card, who had picked her and who she picked, she got several guys that, the cute guys, like my picks, had picked her, which is awesome. And she took it upon herself to reach out to me. She said, Gina, I don't know if you still do wardrobe consulting.
Right, right.
But I would like some help with my wardrobe. And I was so excited.
So what was wrong with her?
She, you know what? She just dresses matronly.
Oh, okay.
And she's not sexing it up at all.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
She doesn't even think that way. And granted, there's a happy medium. I can understand somebody that, because I don't want to turn anybody into somebody they're not at all.
Yeah, Gucci mama.
No, I don't want to do that. But I do want to maybe bring them more up to the present day. You know, her skirts were kind of like Little House on the Prairie. I mean, it was just really, I'm telling you.
Oh.
I went through her closet because I said, well, before I come over, just to save time, go through your closet and put your outfits into certain compartments.
Yes.
Well, this is what I wear to work. This is what I'd wear on a date. Da da da. So that I can come in and it'll save a lot of time, save you money, save you time. I'll come in and I'll look and see if you have anything that's date worthy that we can at least work off of. She really didn't have anything.
Little House on the Prairie,
skirts.
Long fluffy skirts.
Hello. Here were her going out clothes.
Okay.
Turtlenecks.
Okay.
And long like A-line skirts. I mean, she has a curvy figure. She has more of a vintage like 50s. Voluptuous body style.
Okay, all right.
But that's workable, man. You know,
sure.
I say to those kind of girls, you know what you need to do is it's all about getting them altered these days.
Exactly.
So get something and know that you're going to take it to the tailor and have them fine tune it for you.
Right.
Don't think you just have to buy it off the rack and wear it that way.
Exactly.
Because especially if you have more of a 50s body, the clothes these days are not cut for 50s voluptuous women.
No, they are not. No.
They're cut for the, you know, waifish, still the waifish kind of a gal.
Right, right.
And so I was helping her get more colors and just, we got to her some good sexy stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. And so that brought out her self-confidence a little
bit. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So,
that's so good.
You know, there's all sorts of ways.
Yeah.
And I think too, you know, if you are kind of lacking in self-confidence
and
if you are a little shy, a speed dating event is actually the perfect thing to go to because you get practice. And yet, unlike a normal singles mixer, you don't have to go up to somebody.
Right.
You don't have the mission is you
you're just
do,
there, baby.
You hop from chair to chair.
Right.
And so it's
have no choice. You have to interact with someone.
You have to, and yet you don't have to feel weird about it.
Exactly.
It's cool. I think it's awesome.
It is awesome. A lot of folks, women especially, who come in who are single, and what they tend to do is because they are single and they do work a lot of hours and they're fatigued a lot of times, they make excuses that they just, you know, want to kick back and stay home because they isolate. They start isolating and their self-esteem goes, nobody ever hits on me. No guys ever show they like me. Even at the office where I work, no guys ever come on to me. No guys ever, excuse me, you've got to like put it out there energy-wise.
Absolutely.
And you have to have the right tools. You have to learn how to talk. You have to learn how to express yourself. I mean, write down what I tell them to do is we work on sentences for starting conversations. Just, ask questions. Ask certain questions. If you're attracted to a guy, if you're interested, put it out there. And get out. Get out. Go outside. You know, you don't have to go to, you know, all the hip clubs and especially if a lot of women don't feel good about their physical appearance. But this is LA.
And as you get older, you know, you don't really want to go to clubs necessarily.
Well, exactly. I mean,
so, you know, but there's all sorts of things these days, like wine tastings or art events.
Exactly.
There's also, you know, online dating, which, you know what? Just by going out and meeting somebody for a coffee or a drink is going to get your ass out of the house.
Exactly.
You're going to get the experience. You're going to, you know, get shake things up a bit, and that's good because I find the longer you stay single, the more set in your ways you get.
It's really true,
you know. And then after a while,
it just gets
you don't even want to go out.
No, it just gets too comfortable.
I
have to
keep moving forward if you want change. Otherwise, I mean, the best phrase I ever heard was the only difference between a rut and a grave is the depth.
Well,
is that awesome?
No, that's awesome.
So you have
that's
to keep
really awesome.
Moving forward.
And I've shared this with you before. I think the other favorite thing that I share with some of my single women and men, but mostly women because the joke applies more to women. But if you remain single and continue to isolate and complain all the time about, I'm never meeting anybody, I'm never going to see anybody, and you're in your apartment or your house and you're online most of the time and you're isolated, the only guy you're going to meet is the home burglar who comes to you.
Right, that's
true. Or the pizza guy.
Yeah, or your plumber.
Or your plumber.
You know, exactly.
And whatever. So is that what you want? Cool. Hit on the plumber, hit on the pizza guy, hit on the burglar.
Right, but those are your options.
Exactly.
You know?
So get out there and start to...
Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
At the very least, like when you go to like one of my events or an event, you're at least meeting other women even. To go out with
friends.
Now you're in a group with women who are like you.
Exactly.
Who are, you know what I mean? And so at the very least you can meet a new woman friend to go out to things with. Because also, that's the other problem with women and men as you get older.
Right.
The reason you don't go out as much is because most of your single friends aren't single anymore.
Yes. That's right. Exactly.
So you have to look at these type singles events as a way not only to meet a potential mate, but a potential new friend, girlfriend to go out with, or guyfriend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's get down and dirty here.
Okay,
I was wondering about, now I have, again, clients who come to me and they have particular personality quirks.
Disorders?
No,
I'm
Thank
teasing.
You. No,
okay,
you
quirks.
Said it.
Yes.
You
okay.
said it.
Yes. All right.
But yes.
Yes.
It's Axis 2 Cluster B, we call them. They're personality disorders.
Ah, okay.
Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders.
I'm learning a lot of stuff today.
And
as I always do when I come here.
But we all have personality disorders.
Oh, we all
it's
do.
Just to what extent we allow them to take over our lives. So we have no friends, we can't hold a job, we can't function anymore, and we're all
And believe
stuff.
It or not, some people, you know, are compatible. Like, I guess you have to say people are compatible based on their disorders.
Well, a narcissist and someone who has a dependent personality disorder, they make a great couple.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really unhealthy and kind of sick. So
yes.
But no, I know what you're saying. Opposites attract sometimes because people balance each other out.
Well, I always say too, I've said, you know, what it comes down to, we all have baggage. Let's face it. We all have baggage.
Yeah.
But is our baggage compatible?
Very
nice.
I mean?
So,
Very
you know,
nice.
Are you understanding of what my issues are and am I understanding what your issues are? But I do agree with what you just said, which is I've seen cases where because your issues are compatible, then you get into a very dysfunctional codependent relationship, working out all your childhood issues with mommy or daddy, which means that your mate is either mommy or daddy.
Right. And there's all those things you have to define. And we're getting even past dating, but there's those things you have to define if you're going to look for somebody kind of to serious, not to just hook up with.
Right.
Because your stuff isn't for hookups. It's really for, well, most of the time. But no, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
There's
yes.
guys and women who will just, but I mean, for real, they want to meet someone.
Right.
They're
I
ready.
Mean, when somebody they're hires ready. Me, certainly for
right.
matchmaking.
Thank you.
They are looking for long-term committed relationship. Absolutely.
Right.
Or marriage. My speed dating events, you know, it's just another way for me to meet new singles. For my clients, perhaps, and it's a new way for people to meet and mingle. And whenever I find something good that I think works and I think is cool, I want to share it with everybody.
Exactly. That's you know? So neat. And yeah. I love that about you. You're fun. You're such a fun gal.
I try.
Busy working, girl. You know, it's like, come on. No, tell me this.
Mm-hmm.
Guys hit on you at those events, don't they? You're the planner. You're the one who puts it together.
They do.
And you're always going, okay, this is for you. I'm not here to...
Right,
you know.
Or they even come to the event because I've called them and asked them to come, and they kind of like me.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
You know, I'm just pretty honest with them, and I just say, you know, I'm just doing my business, and I just
that's
keep
right.
moving along, and I smile, and they like me, and they understand that it's the truth. I'm not leading anybody on, and I'm not misleading anyone.
Right.
I really, really have to, because, listen, in terms of my matchmaking or all these things that I'm doing, people are giving me money, and they are depending on me to help them find someone.
You know,
I can't be flitting off with every man that likes me when I have a responsibility to my clients. There'll be a time where it's rolling along more and I have assistance in the... But right now, it's just me, and so, you know, yes. But
exactly.
they do like me, but whatever. If that gets them there, that's great.
There
Come
you
on.
Go. Hey, what you know what I'm talking about. And then when they get there, they go, oh, okay, this is really cool. So, and it's the deal breakers you have to define further on down in the relationship. Like we're talking about opposites attract.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an outgoing person versus a more withdrawn or, you know, not mm-hmm. a social person.
Introverted.
A neat person
mm-hmm.
as opposed to a slob. Someone who's really a freak about grooming mm-hmm. as opposed to someone who's, you know, just, I don't care. It's just the way I feel and I don't want to shave today or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So these are like things that women and men, I think, have to think about in getting, as the relationship kind of goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I have this couple that I've seen. They're no longer with me because they're doing much better now. But she was very outgoing. She was a NFL cheerleader.
Oh, uh-huh.
Out there pretty.
Uh-huh.
Woo! You know, really vivacious and social. He was very introverted.
Uh-huh.
Computer guy.
Okay.
And that was an attraction for both of them. But it was kind of a little bit more weighted towards her. Very narcissistic on her side.
I see.
And it was all about her and her friends and those functions.
Right.
And he was very sweet and very, you know, but he'd withdraw in the corner. And it got to the point where they moved in together. And it got to the point where it was just so overwhelming, her outgoingness and her, come on, let's bring friends over and let's go party.
And it never stopped.
It never stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So this was someone who now he's found out, you know, can change and really wants the relationship and would like to make it work. And they're moving along better. But, I mean, she had to modify her you know, outwardness and her, come on over, we'll drink anytime, we'll have, let's, my friends can come, the football team can come over. And he's like, whoa, you know, and and
funny.
So he's learned to be more social, more outgoing, have a little more self-esteem.
Well, good.
Dress a little hip, you know what I'm saying,
fit
in with the group. So, but opposites can learn to
Absolutely.
Work together.
You know I was
stuff.
Just thinking as I was sitting here, you know, what it, to me, I'm like, it's a shame. People could so benefit. And not to say like, oh, my event's so great and I'm so great. But, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking that like, I do try to help people. That's really all I do. That's all I do. But, you know, so many people could benefit from my events because, like, in other words, you know, there were a couple people that, like I said, didn't connect with anyone and they were bummed out about it.
Right.
And so you do have a choice. You could write to me and say, hey, Gina, you know, can you maybe, because I'm sure you got feedback from people and I'm sure, because I know you do the love coaching and you meet people, can you maybe help me? Can you tell me what you think I didn't do right?
So you're getting feedback too.
Well,
saying,
I'm saying,
this person was too
exactly. And I have my own
obnoxious.
Opinions.
Yeah.
I know
sure.
why they didn't connect.
Right.
But until they
right.
ask me,
right.
I can't really go
right.
there. But I would love for them to. In this one case, this one
That's
woman,
a great idea.
I could tell that because she unsubscribed to my newsletter after the event when she didn't meet anyone.
Uh-oh.
And I wrote to her, and she's divorced with kids. She's an attorney. And I wrote to her, and I said, you unsubscribed to my event. You know, what? And she said, well, I was really discouraged after your event because she's one of the ones that didn't connect with me. And I didn't want to say, you know, you need a makeover, you need, because she could use some help. I just said, you know what? don't be discouraged. You wouldn't buy one lottery ticket and just because you didn't win on that particular lottery, give up altogether on playing the lottery.
Right.
So
right.
I said, you know, if there's anything you would like me to help you with, please let me know. I'd be happy to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of my
right.
way to say,
yeah.
I know some things and I would like to help you, but she didn't, you know, she
yeah.
didn't. So it,
yeah.
I feel bad for her, but
that's
I can't,
okay.
until
yeah.
she asks, I can't help her.
Right, right. So it, well, that's right. It's appropriate,
mm-hmm.
you know? And, so that's what I'm for. So
yeah.
people can call or email me or ask, and let me throw out my, you know, email address. Let me throw out my website. It's, drmichelletherapy.com, drmichelle with two L's, therapy.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find out more about me and what I do with relationships and things like that. And also you can just write me at docmichelle@AOL.com. It's D-O-C, Michelle. And so that's cool. Thought I'd just throw that out there.
Because you help
and
a lot of
way,
people, huh?
I do.
Yeah.
I work with a lot of relationship problems or individuals who have relationship problems and, you know, have to work through some of the, you know, the psychodynamic stuff, mommy, daddy, growing up, environment
yep.
issues, what they've hung on
yep.
to.
We all
have
it.
The messages about who they are and who they are not, and
mm-hmm.
Who
they want to be, and
who they should be,
right?
Yeah. So I work through a lot of that stuff, and I also teach people how to communicate better in a relationship. You know,
yeah.
opposites.
Which is
again.
So that's the key is the communication in a relationship.
It totally is.
I mean, that is the key, and also
yes.
I find we've talked about this
yeah,
before.
Yeah.
But I kind of have a little bit of a funny story. This guy wrote to me on through Facebook. And, you know, a lot of people like pop in on your IM when you're friends with them on Facebook.
Right.
And he was like, can you find me a wife? And
oh,
he popped
boy.
In a few times and I just thought he was a nut and I kept blowing him off until finally, cause he's in Australia, until finally he popped in and he really wouldn't let it go. He kept at it for me.
You're thinking
and so I was like, what is going on here? And so I would toss out like, here's how much I charge and I start giving people hoops to jump through. And if they start jumping through them, then I know that they're serious. They're not
right.
just a nut, you know, messing, killing
right.
time.
Right.
So he started jumping through the hoops. So he got my attention and I was like, huh. And then I went to his website and saw that he had put up his own video. He'd had a video on his website.
Wow.
Putting this offer out, anyone that can find him a wife. So then I was
wow.
like, whoa, you are really serious.
He's serious.
Yes.
yes.
So I wrote to him, and now we're in communication. He lives in Australia. So I'm kind of excited because this is a very, very interesting and exciting case that I'm taking on because
mm-hmm.
he's 44 and he's trying so hard to find himself a wife. I spoke to him last night on the phone. He's listened to my show where I talk about people having unrealistic expectations,
yes.
blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And, you know, because I say, if you're not a millionaire, if you're not, you know, going to change a woman's life dramatically,
right?
Then, you know, especially if you're looking for women in LA,
yeah.
Then you need to think about the type of women that you're choosing.
Right.
Like, in other words,
so he's willing to come out.
The prettier
here,
the woman is,
yeah, yeah.
here
yeah.
in LA,
yeah.
I find the more she wants the man to have something to offer her.
Well,
do you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Well, sure.
You know, and if you're an average Joe
yes.
and you're telling me you want a supermodel looking
right.
wife, that's
exactly.
going to be a problem if you're
right.
not
right.
going to change her, make her lifestyle better.
Right.
And that's just the honest
it's
truth.
It's just the honest truth.
So, yes. So he is actually coming out here. He comes and goes. He
cool.
comes. He's a producer. But he's not like a millionaire. He's a working Joe, produces some shows in Australia and is trying to produce some shows here and comes
great.
And goes. I'm willing to help him. Then I say, well, go onto my Facebook page,
yeah.
look at some of the women, show me some women that you like. Let
right.
me just see what's going
right,
on here.
Right.
He sent me every woman on my Facebook page that is literally, I think they were supermodels at one time.
Oh.
And I have not talked to him yet about
yes.
that, but it's like,
yes.
if you're going to
yes.
come to LA, buddy,
yeah.
and you want my help,
right.
then these supermodel girls are not going to be interested in
right,
you.
Right.
And I hate to say that, but
well,
you know, part of, I've got to, if I really want to help
you've
somebody.
You've got to be honest. You've got to lay it out there.
I have to help him. And
exactly.
I have to help him through my honesty.
Right, right.
And it might not be what he wants to hear.
No, well,
but,
see, that's great.
And I was a little bummed that he picked out all the supermodel girls because
well,
every guy wants
they do.
A supermodel girl.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Well, maybe because he's a producer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, but, he's an Australian. Many people probably don't know who he is or his shows or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but maybe he feels that since he is a producer, he can come out here and say, hi, I'm in show business. I'm a producer. I can make you a star or something like that. I don't know if that's
I don't know.
Where he's coming from.
I don't know, but we're gonna. No. I'm going to have to give him a good talking
yeah.
to.
Okay, good.
Because I want to help him, but he's got to be realistic.
So I was going to ask you, mm-hmm. what are some of the no-nos with guys and women
mm-hmm.
That you you know, suggest if you really want to meet somebody, if you really want to do this. So there's one. We can chalk it up to be realistic. Be more realistic. I mean, that's the thing. A lot of, again, women who come to see me who have baggage, we all have baggage, but, mm-hmm. you know, they're middle-aged. They may have a couple of kids. They're mm-hmm. either widowed or divorced or whatever, and mm-hmm. they've been raising these kids for a while. And, you know, they're like 42 or something like that, you mm-hmm. know, and they're still, yeah, got a lot to work with, and they're really smart and working, and mm-hmm. but they've kind of fallen back on the back burner. Most of their friends are still married, and mm-hmm. they've pulled back and all that. So it's like, you know, I try to mm-hmm. give them self-esteem stuff. Tell them maybe, have you ever, you know, thought about going to a consultant like you? Or have you ever thought about, you know, just slowly starting to ease out into public life again? Have you ever started? But that's the problem I think that they're having a lot of times is their expectations, you know, like you mentioned about the gentleman. They want Brad Pitt.
They want George Clooney.
They want Brad George Clooney. Pitt, yes. You know, they want the guys who are just got the hot, popular, good,
rich,
great,
good-looking, everything. They
and
want it all.
And it's like, okay.
It's frustrating.
Now, we have to find, you know, something special within
looks
you.
Looks fade, man.
Well, they sure do, girl.
So you've got to find qualities that you like about somebody. You need to start reprogramming yourself,
right.
I think,
right.
men and women,
right.
to say to yourself, would I rather have somebody who I am initially attracted to,
right.
but ultimately is not going to be good for me? Or would I rather have somebody that I might not be initially attracted to that I know is going to be good for me
this
in the long way?
This is such a common problem that I'm working with.
And people say, well,
clients.
I want both.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, or they say, but he's so cute. I kind of met this other guy, but he's a little too overweight. And he's just like, you know, they want to change him already. You know, he looks
right.
he's balding a little bit. And he's, but is he a wonderful, kind, loving guy who has a great personality, who's sweet and a good heart.
And will treat you well and will make your life better.
Thank you. And probably won't end up cheating on you because he appreciates you so much.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't know if I could just, he's just, I said, is he like, are you going to vomit when you try to go to sleep with him, you know? Well, no, maybe I could, you know, I mean, he's got good qualities. Well, think about the good qualities. I mean, there's deal breakers here.
Here's the thing, and I know you've probably, maybe before you were married, dealt with this too, and I certainly have with dating, is that you can go out with somebody that's super attractive, that you're just like, oh my God, he's so hot.
Yes.
And just based on the way he treats you, after a while, you can't even see what he looks like because he's such an asshole.
Exactly.
And the opposite. You can go out with a guy. I've gone out with guys that I was not attracted to.
Right.
And just because they were so nice and so respectful and treated me really well, I just wanted to rip their clothes off.
Yeah. No, exactly.
It can go either way. So you can become attracted to somebody if they're good for you and they treat you well.
Totally.
If you're ready for it.
You have
if
to be ready for
it. Done the work
it.
With you.
There you go, baby. No, you have to be ready. You have to have your self-esteem intact. Mm-hmm. You've got to be good for you and okay and find your identity, who you are and what you want, and define those characteristics in someone and also try to define, are you finding somebody who's going to fill you up in certain instances because you're empty there? You need to be pretty, you know, mid-glass most of the time on all the issues you're going through, so you're not waiting for someone to fill up your self-esteem or fill up your you know, lack of outgoing personality or you
that's
know
good.
Whatever
yeah.
it is, somebody who's going to try to fill you up, you've got to be pretty high there on the glass before
that's
you,
great.
You
I
project
love that.
It onto somebody else to take care of you emotionally. And
that's
I
true.
Always say, you're not ready, girl. You're not ready, guy.
That's a great one, because you know what? That's awesome that you just gave me a whole
thanks.
New perspective, because that is a huge part of it. It's like when people are choosing people that. Where I say it's unrealistic, your expectations are unrealistic, it's because they are trying to compensate for something they are lacking within themselves, something they're trying to prove maybe to other people or to themselves. You're right.
Well, thank you.
Very good.
No,
I applaud you.
Thank you, my dear. Mm-hmm. I also work with, you know, it's okay to be you. If you have some things you'd like to sharpen up, I had a guy who came in a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you know, I really know that I'm not this enough, and I'm not that enough, and I'm a slob, and I know that I can be pretty straightforward, you know, when I go out. I just can't hold my tongue. I'm so honest. I just have to say what I feel. It's like, no, you don't. It's called tact.
Yeah.
It's called, if you're bothered, you know, if you're bothered by because you just don't feel like getting it together and shaving and, you know, putting on a nice shirt and combing your hair a little bit, you're just like, I'm good to go.
Right.
You know, and you've got to work on this. So there's a lot of people,
I mean,
too.
With the endless... He doesn't whip out his you-know-what and tinkle on the street when he's got to pee, does he?
No.
So he's got self-control.
No, exactly.
Is what I, you know what
no,
I mean?
Exactly.
So it's like, think about it. You've got to control yourself and you've got to figure out what's not working.
Exactly. But speaking about that, I do have a really great story about that.
About tinkling.
Yes.
No, okay, great.
Not really tinkling, but whipping it out.
Okay.
I saw this. This was like 5 years ago. I saw this client for three visits. He looked really nice. He was a salesman. He was 40-ish, early 40s. Couldn't find a woman. Was having problems. Just, you know, he wasn't really shy. He was a salesman, but he wasn't like a con man, like a narcissistic, creepy
snake oil salesman.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
He looked, you know, he was certainly a good candidate for someone who was looking for a stable, I thought, stable guy. He just had some little bit of self confidence issues, and you know, maybe could dress a little hipper and just kind of work through some family messages that he got about not being good enough and this and that. And at the end of our third session, and I'm kind of going with it. I'm feeling, okay, we can work with this guy. He says, oh, by the way, I really am feeling more comfortable with you, and I want to be really honest with you. And I said, well, I hope you've been honest with me all the way, but I know it takes a while to warm up with a psychologist. I know, I understand that. He said, I've been exposing myself to underage girls, and I almost got arrested. And I went, okay, there. I really appreciate you sharing this information, and I appreciate your honesty and openness with me, but I really can't go any further. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was like, whoa, we're talking severe pathology here.
But you are a doctor of psychology.
Yes, I am.
So why couldn't you then?
That is not my specialty. Oh. I do not work with sexual dysfunction issues sexual, you know what I'm saying? Paraphilias, I don't do the paraphilia
Would he
thing.
Then need to see a sex therapist?
I referred him to someone who is a specialist
gotcha.
In that. But I mean, that's like,
whoa.
That's the stuff and that I think about when you talk about introducing people. Now, this
yeah,
is a rare thing
funny?
Though, right? It's
yeah.
really rare. It's really rare.
You just, well, the truth is, you can only know somebody so much. I mean, the thing is, people are married to people for a long time and don't even know that they've have bodies buried in the backyard. So
it's
there's
true.
Exceptions to absolutely everything.
That's
there
really
are
true.
Those nuts that walk among us that you just, you know, Ted Bundy. Is that Ted
oh,
Bundy?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
is a good example.
Good looking guy.
Yes,
came
nobody
off to
knew.
Win.
And, you know, yeah. so there's exceptions
exactly.
to everything. But
right.
gee, my knee. I always tell people when they go on a date or they meet somebody and it goes really bad, like the person that they went out with is an asshole right away or the
oh,
girl
yeah.
does something. I say, you know what? I always say, thank God they
exactly.
revealed themselves and their problems so
early.
Soon. Yes, that is a blessing when people do that right away.
It
you
is.
You are so lucky because some people will hide it for a long time.
That's really true.
So be glad.
And you know, you have the women and guys who have like other families in other states.
Yes, that's true
those,
too.
You know?
Yes, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So,
so
boy,
so
there
anyway.
Are exceptions. So
no, it's really true.
So yeah, I'm doing a. I'm okay. also doing these.
Oh yeah, I wanted you know, to talk about the women.
Yeah.
Is it like a women's support thing for their self-esteem or what's that about?
Well, the thing is, so many women call me all the time for my matchmaking. They don't realize I really only take male clients. I don't take
right.
females on
right.
for my matchmaking.
Exactly.
Because I just as a business practice for me, the way I set up my company, I don't want to be obligated. To setting up both men and women.
Right,
I want
right.
to be able to set my men up with whoever I want. So,
right.
But women hear my show as well. And so they've also been writing to me, and I'm sure you get
Perfect.
This as well, from
yeah.
all over the world.
Right.
So I've been trying to think, how can I help women that call me for matchmaking and also just write to me for advice from all over, Canada,
right.
New Zealand, wherever. And so finally I've come up with this thing where I'm going to do group coaching through like coaching calls through the phone, like teleconferencing
right.
calls. Group coaching and private one-on-one coaching. And I'm calling it, for my group coaching, I'm calling it Into the Heads and Hearts of Men.
Nice.
And the way it's going
nice.
To work,
yes.
and it's, I'm making it like dirt cheap for the ladies because I want it to be affordable.
Right.
And so the way it'll work is I haven't picked the exact dates when we're going to do it, but it is going to start in May.
Good.
So, cool. Like the calls will happen, like let's say on a Tuesday night, let's say the second Tuesday of the month, it'll be a call.
Right.
And it'll be a coaching call.
Right.
And then the
right.
Thursday, that same Thursday of that same week, it'll be a free form like Q&A, whatever is on the lady's mind. But I actually have even something better that I've come up with for the group stuff. Because of all the men that I talk to, because of all the male authors I've had on my show and interviewing, I have realized that as women, we read all the female self-help books that are written for us. But we could learn so much more from the books that are written by men for men. So each month I'm going to pick a different book that's written by a man for men or written by a man for a woman.
Yeah.
And we are going to read that. That's going to be the book assignment. I'm going to interview the author on that Tuesday. They'll be able to email questions ahead of time, and then we'll talk about it the following Thursday.
That is great.
So that it sort of gives you a way to have a new outlook and a new perspective, because I've learned so much from being able to read these books from the authors I've had on my show. I've had to read these guys' books, and I never did before.
Yes, yes.
And it just gives you a new way to go into the hearts and heads of men, and you sort of get a different understanding, and you get information that what advice is being told to men. And it just really opens you up in a different way.
Exactly. So I'm doing that. You get a perspective of guys' problems.
Exactly.
And, you know, what guys need.
Yes.
And then if, you know, you understand that, then you can understand how to kind of fulfill some of those needs from coaching the women on how to fulfill
and,
some of those
and
needs.
I just think it's going to add a whole new dimension to these ladies' lives. And we'll be able to talk about it. And, you know, and so that's the group. And then I'll also, I'm going to offer private one-on-one teleconferencing coaching for women who I actually work out a matchmaking blueprint.
Perfect.
And we have a workbook.
Yes.
And so we do the workbook together and we chart the progress and the goals. And it's sort of digging in a little bit deeper. I call that love calls.
Nice. But
love
calls. That'll be great.
Yes. And it's also dirt cheap and very affordable as well.
That's
wonderful. But what the ladies have to do for now, basically, I'm only sending out invitations to ladies I already know.
Okay.
What happens is if any of your listeners want to get in on the invitations, my invitations are going to be going out within the next week.
Great.
They need to email me and tell me, yes, I'd like to be included in the invitation.
Great.
So I'll be sending out the invitations. They'll know the pricing and they'll be able to sign up. And it's, like I said, it's dirt cheap. And you'll get the support from me.
Exactly.
And you'll get all my inside information
from
all
the guys
my experts and all my male clients.
Right.
And
that's perfect. So, what's your email where they can contact
you? Oh, they can email me at info@selectiveandsingle.com.
info@selectiveandsingle.com.
Yep, and that's just going to be
for
all my ladies to empower them and so that their summer can sizzle.
Exactly.
That's the goal.
Summer can sizzle. And so you have a really good rate of really matching or finding women for guys who, and finding guys for women, you know, primarily. I know you work with men.
It's going really well.
It's really going well. And the success rate based on your knowledge and based on what you hear, what other people want, and you really listen to what people want in certain folks. And you also tell them, I'm sure, about the deal breakers, what you've got to give up, what's more important in a long-term relationship than something else. What can you overlook someone, you know, who is not the most fabulous-looking woman?
I try to, work in my knowledge,
and
I try to work in my experience. And, I mean, truly, I think the best, what I really have to offer people, what's the biggest advantage to me and what I do, is the fact that I am really, truly in this business to help people.
Right.
Unlike
exactly.
a lot of people these days, I see, especially like I'm on Twitter and I'm on Facebook. There's so many people out there that are trying to scam people because they're so desperate for money and they start these companies like, buy my ebook for $5,000 that'll show you how to find love.
That's
There's snake oil salesmen out there. Well, and even dating companies that start up just because they see that there's money in it.
Exactly.
And it's unfortunate because they're not really helping people. And me, I just want to help people.
That's exactly right. But you have experience and you've also, you know, and some of the dating, online dating services, I must say, you know, they're based on valid matching tests, you know, which are empirical. You know, you match, really have been proven to really work and find, you know, particular qualities and thoughts and preferences and morals and and all that stuff that really does matter. And it's a matter of, you know, it's mathematical. But you do the same thing, per se, because you've learned all these different traits that are doable that will match people up. So that's I think that's you know, a wonderful service that you're providing, Gina. And it's really nice to always have you on my show.
I love being here because I always learn something. I learned something new today. Cool. I learned several things actually when I come on this show the time.
I'm so glad. And I've always learned from you. I always learn from you. And you know, if I were still single, I would definitely come to you.
You should just come and don't tell your husband.
Okay, come to the
wine event.
Oh, you're so cute.
You can just use it as research purposes.
There you go. Or he'll call you up and say, hey, can I come?
Yeah, wouldn't that be awkward if you both showed up to the same speed dating event and you're married to each other?
Oh,
that would be awkward.
Do you have people who you find out who are married or have really committed relationships? Have you ever had
people? No, I've not. Yeah. Because the thing is, I think that there's a tendency people will, if they're in relationships, they'll do online dating because it's more anonymous and they can just sort of get a harmless ego stroke from home. That's the way they look at it.
Sure.
But if somebody's going to actually come out in public, generally, they are single. They have to be single.
Show up. Yeah. Exactly. Show up and do the work.
Exactly.
Show up and put yourself out there.
And then you know that obviously they're single and they're making an effort, more than just signing up kind of on the internet.
Well, that's the thing, it's really true. You have to dress up and show up.
Yes, you do.
And you have to talk and you know, so, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here.
It's exciting.
It sounds wonderful. Yeah. Very exciting.
So the wine event deal for your listeners, again, if they get a friend to sign up and pay, on my site, selectiveandsingle.com, then they can come for free. They just need to sign up by Monday and pay, and then email me and let me know they heard me on your show.
Cool. Again, it's this Wednesday, April 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Not April Fools. You're not going to show up and go, oh, April Fools, this is not really happening. It's really happening.
Yes, this ain't no joke,
ain't no joke, honey. And it's at Ramsey's at the club in Tooluca Lake near Warner Brothers.
Yes.
That's on Forest Lawn Drive, by the way, in Tooluca Lake. It's not too far.
A lot of good-looking people going to be there. A lot of interesting, successful, smart people. A lot of people that like wine. So
Or don't. Just want to meet somebody.
Why not? People that are coming that are just coming because they want to come to one of my events.
And,
so
you know, red wine's healthy, so that's another excuse.
Absolutely.
If you're a health nut, go for it. So.
And you drink from 7 to 8, and then you don't have to necessarily drink from the 8 to 10, and that gives you a chance to kind of sober up before you drive home.
There you go. That's perfect. Very responsible.
Thank you.
Gina Hendricks. Don't miss her show Mondays here on LATalkRadio.com. And it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad. You're welcome. It's always fun to see you. You've got great energy.
Thank you. All right, sweetie pie. You take good care. Have a blast. And this is Dr. Michelle with you. I've had really fun. I'm glad that you've been on the couch with me all day. You can stay on the couch if you're not. TJ McCormick is up next. You can find me on my website at drmichelletherapy.com. Dr. Michelle with two L's, therapy.com. Or give me a shout. You can link on to my email address, docmichelle@aol.com. That's DLC. Have a wonderful day. We're going to have a great show next Friday at 11, too, on relationships and how to be the best person you can be. And the worst things you can do to mess up a relationship. Bye-bye.